I think it's worth spending a bit more time on this bracha of Re'eva Onyenu, digging a little bit deeper. When we say Re'eva Onyenu, the word Onyenu comes from the word Oini, which means poverty. But we're not asking Hashem to see our financial poverty. Even for people that are struggling financially, parnasa, that's a bracha of Baruch Aleinu. It's not that. Re'eva Onyenu means look what we're lacking. We're lacking things that we need. There's a maral in Gevuras Hashem. There's an inui is heder hatoif. Inui is the lacking of good. Sayyidina, we talk about Vayanunu. They oppressed us. Oini is the lack of good. So Re'eva Onyenu, it's Hashem, see what we're lacking. See what good we're lacking in our lives as a result of the fact that we're in Galus. And that's really where we have to say to Hashem, enough. Time on the Tzara Sinu Dai. Say to our suffering, enough. It's enough now. We've been through 2,000 years of Galus. Whatever we did to deserve this, it's enough. That even though we might not really deserve it, Hashem treats it as if we do. Because the challenges, the lack, the collateral damage of Golus has meant we're missing so much on so many levels. So we're asking Hashem that now's the time to redeem us. Even if we don't deserve it. So I guess when we say Re'eva Onyenu, we're meant to feel in some way what we're lacking as a result of the fact that we're in Galus. And that requires quite a bit of work because there are times where life's pretty good and we have what we need and our needs are met. So Re'eva Onyenu, requires that we take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Stop, think, and feel. Think about what we're lacking as a result of the fact that we are in Galus. Whether it's the connection to Hashem that we could have had as a result of our ability to fulfill the entire Torah. To fulfill the Torah in its entirety, which we simply can't do right now. Whether it's the palpable sense of Hashras HaShechinah, that when we have a Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's presence is manifest. And the closeness that we feel as a result of that. Whether it's the forgiveness that we get as a result of the Korbanos, and how we don't have that. Whether it's the fact that we have so many Jews that are disconnected from their heritage and we're losing them at a rate of knots and we don't have them. Hashem, look at what we are lacking as a result of Galus and say, enough, enough, enough. It's something that is spiritually, emotionally too much to bear. And therefore, Galihin Laman Shmecha, redeem us because of the lack in our lives, because what Klal Yisrael is missing.